The joy is your strength. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. The joy is your strength. What kind of joy gives us strength? Many kinds of joy and happiness do the opposite. They make us weak. For example, when we do something that we regret, we have a bad conscience, we are mentally weak, or other joys that make us physically weak if we eat the wrong food, we watch too long time the television or smoke cigarettes, it will make us weak. The people of God, they found the real joy in the Word of God. They listened to the word, and first they became sad because they understood that they had acted against the law of God, that they had not listened to his commands, had obeyed, not obeyed. But God always turns such kind of sadness into joy. In fact, God is looking for people who regret their wrongdoing, who are sorry about their sins, about all that has been done wrong. Jesus also gives such kind of joy. We can see, for example, many people who were particular sinners. God, Jesus invited them and gave them joy, gave them reason to be in a good mood, received them, gave them new hope, new beginnings. Such kind of joy will last. It does not suddenly finish. Many people do not know such real joy. They know other kind of joy that will last only for a moment. The joy that comes from Jesus, from his word, it lasts. It makes us strong, even amidst challenges, in pain and difficulties. It makes us strong. It is a fundamental joy. We may not enjoy the moment in such times, but we have an underlying strength, a fundamental joy that makes us strong even in difficult times. The more we connect with God, the more we listen to his word, the bigger such joy and strength will be. Whatever may come, God tells us, don't be sad. The joy in the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8, verse 10. Nehemiah continued, go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks, and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected, don't be grieved and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Let's pray. Lord, you are our strength. The joy in you is our real strength. We ask for forgiveness where many times we do not listen to your word. We go our own ways and walk away. Thank you that we can turn back to you, that you enable new beginnings, and that you want to give a fulfilled life with a purpose, with a fundamental joy that makes us strong, even prepares us for difficult times. We pray that in all that, you prepare us also for your kingdom. As we are now, we do not fit in, but you know what is to be done to make us suitable. To you be all praise and glory and honor forever. Amen.